Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are back for another episode of The Bathroom Break. This is Jay Schwedelson from Do This Not That podcast. I'm here with Daniel Murray, the Marketing Millennial from the Marketing Millennials podcast. And today, we're doing a special episode. The reason it's special is we're going to be talking about why every person and brand should have a podcast. And it's different reasons than you think. And the reason I'm excited about this one, the reason it's special is, how did I get to know Daniel Murray? Long before Daniel and I knew each other, I was listening to the Marketing Millennials podcast, learning a ton from it. And Daniel's podcast has been forever top 25 marketing podcast in the United States, according to Apple. And oddly, mine's up there too. And so I got to know Daniel, and we now do this thing together. And it's, I think, interesting that we both decided to do our podcasts without even knowing each other for the exact same reason. And it was not about sponsors. It was not about downloads. It was a whole other thing. So Daniel, are you hyped about this episode?
Yes, but I also do, I think most brands should have a podcast, but most people shouldn't have a microphone. You got to be very, and I probably shouldn't have a microphone. So we can get into that. But yeah, let's get into the episode. I think the number one reason why I think podcast is so important, and you, this is going to be counterintuitive of what you think I'm going to say, but it's not for getting attention. It's the ultimate networking tool, because it's so much easier to say, hey, come on my podcast for 30 minutes so I could pick your brain about X topic, because they get something out of it. Versus you trying to pick a smart person's brain. Imagine you pitching someone, say, could I pick your brain for 15 minutes? They'll probably be like, what are you talking about? But it's a hack to meet the smartest people in your industry. And if you're a brand, how it can apply to you is a great way to do this is get prospects onto your podcast. Get people who are in the funnel that are not interested yet or trying to... This will get them more in your ecosystem. You can learn their pains. It's a great way to get information from them. So it's a good soft touch for also prospecting into certain accounts that you're trying to do in B2B. So that is one of my biggest reasons.
It is the absolute reason, in my opinion. It is to get to know people that are otherwise hard to get to know. It's an account-based marketing program to break into accounts that you want to work with. And I'll give you a real-life example right here. I started my podcast a little under 2 years ago, and I had like almost no downloads. And I reached out to Daniel Murray, the guy that's right here with us. He didn't really know me from a hole in the wall. And I said, would you come on my podcast? And he was nice enough to say yes. And the secret sauce there, and the reason I wanted Daniel was he had a big podcast. I knew it would give my show credibility. It was like social proof. And here's the secret sauce about podcasting. The reason people that have podcasts go on other people's podcasts is there's no better way to grow your podcast than to go on other people's podcasts. That's it. That's the best way to grow your podcast. So people that have podcasts are pretty open to going on other podcasts. And so, great example, I was trying to get to know Neil Patel. The dude, I would email him, couldn't get anything, couldn't get anywhere. I invited him on my podcast. He came on my podcast because people want to get out there, right? And they know, oh, I'll go on this podcast, whatever. And fast forward, get to know the guy a little bit, and he did my show. And so if you're thinking about podcasts, be like, well, nobody's going to download it. No one's going to care. It's not about that. It's about this ability to do networking. So why else have a podcast though, Daniel?
First of all, I think we should tell everybody the truth. That episode that Jay recorded with me never aired on Do This Not That podcast. Wait,
we really should talk about that. That's a very, very funny topic. So Daniel did come on early on. He was like my first guest. I didn't know what I was doing, okay? And so I interviewed Daniel, and it was horrible. It was the most boring episode. It wasn't your fault. I think it was my fault.
No, I told you that this needs to be a 15 to 10 yes. minute podcast. Why are we recording for 50 minutes right now?
Yeah, you did. And then literally I never aired it, which by the way, I have ghosted a bunch of people. I have recorded a lot of episodes that I never aired because I think they suck. I don't air it, which is a whole other episode about you don't need to put out all the content you create if it sucks. But sorry about that, Daniel. Super awkward to be talking to you right now about this.
One thing I'm going to repeat that you said that's very important for any marketing is it's this concept called like for like. And if you're trying to grow anything, you getting someone in the same median as you. So like if you have a newsletter, it's good to collab with other people who have newsletters because those audiences are already reading newsletters. People consume media differently. So some people are the people who are listening in podcasts are probably looking for other podcasts to look at. So it's a great way to get downloads. But I'll go for number two, why I think podcasts are a great tool. And it kind of has something to do with attention, but it's one of the greatest content marketing tools, in my opinion, because what you could do with a podcast is you can clip it for short form video platforms. You can turn it into a blog post. I repurpose my podcast into a newsletter send a week. Take the best tips from the newsletter because I know a lot of people on my newsletter aren't listening to my podcast. You can put it on YouTube to get YouTube with the caveat that you should make sure the formatting and how you post on those platforms should match that platform. But it's one of the ultimate ways to do that. And even better, it's one of the best ways to get new content ideas for yourself. Like some of the best content ideas come from conversations I have with people in marketing. So I think as a content driver and also as a content repurposer, I think those are a reason to have a podcast as well.
And the other weird reason that I have found, having a podcast is extremely annoying, right? You're on a hamster wheel. You can't get off it. You have to keep putting the stuff out there. And by the way, you can't start. And most podcasts give up within 10 episodes. You can't do that. You're a big loser if you do that. But one of the massive benefits of having a podcast is you should have something in your life, in your marketing life, that is holding you accountable for learning, right? When you have a podcast and you're releasing episodes every single week, you are forced to stay up to date on things. You are forced to go out there and learn new things. You're forced to network and try to get people on your podcast that are interesting. It is this thing that's built into your life that is forcing your hand because a lot of times if you don't have that, you just don't get to it. And I think it's so valuable to have something in your marketing life that you are held accountable every single week, even though, as Daniel will admit, it is annoying.
I will also say, like, if you're doing a podcast for your company, I highly recommend it be with someone who's really good at interviewing. That's the one caveat. Or number two, get someone who's an industry expert to be the face of your podcast. Get someone who is maybe an influencer or a customer of yours or someone who can talk the talk of that client base or that prospect because your podcast is for that audience you're trying to be. It's an educational tool for people, education and entertainment, however you want to talk about it. But get someone who can talk the talk or someone who can really pick out those nuggets from your guests. So I really highly recommend if you're going to do that, have that or get two experts in your company who are really good to have fun conversations about that. You could do so many different formats, but make sure that these people are actually passionate at doing this and want to do this or are understand the industry you're talking about or that the person you're talking to.
100%. That is so important. And the last thing I'll tell you is it's not expensive and it's not hard to do. And you shouldn't have imposter syndrome. Nobody knows what the hell they're doing. Daniel and I have no idea what we're doing. We are making it up as we go along in terms of how to actually do podcasting, right? Everybody is. And you can go on Amazon right now, buy all the equipment you need, video, a microphone, MD, top quality lighting for under $100. You really can. These platforms are super cheap to release it out on. So don't let some stupid barrier be the reason that you don't do it. And when you do it, you got to DM Daniel and I your podcast so we can check it out and we'll hype it up and it's going to be awesome, right?
Yeah, if you start your podcast from this episode, please send it to me. I will listen, I will review it. I will hype you up. I'll add it into my newsletter. I'll do something for you because I think it's a great way to get your voice out there, and it's just a great way to meet people. So go do it today.
Look at us providing some real value out there. All right, this was another episode of The Bathroom Break. We crushed this one. Daniel, any parting words?
No, but I forgot how underrated medicine ball at Starbucks is when you have a cold. I just had to add that in.
What the hell is medicine ball?
It's like this tea that you get, and it has like honey, citrus, mint tea, and they put it all together. But they don't have it on the app, so you have to go in and like order it. But it's so good when you have a cold.
Dude, you got to put that in your newsletter. I've never heard of medicine ball. I didn't know if that was like 8-ball. Can I say that on a podcast? I don't do that, by the way, if anybody's wondering.
He's going back to college. Jay actually is teaching a course at University of Florida, so he's trying to be with it with all the
students. Yeah, exactly. I'm the opposite of with it. All right, y'all. We'll see you at the next one. Later. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Mark and Millennium podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, The Bathroom Break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email, subject line, to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.